Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling in reference to what I thought I won hasn't been shipped yet. And in calling today, the lady told me that I didn't actually win the KitchenAid. I won an entry into something. Okay, so it's very misleading because I snapshotted exactly what I did as I did it. It said, congratulations, you've successfully validated your answers. Then the next thing I did, well, it said you did it. Congratulations, you won the KitchenAid Pro. It didn't say anything about winning an entry into anything. It says you'll be directed to the website of our certified distributors, enter your address, and pay for shipping. Your KitchenAid will be delivered in 5 to 7 days. I did that. I'm calling today because I've never received it. And the lady is telling me that I really didn't win something. I only won an entry to win something. And that the shipping charge is justified, even though they didn't ship something, which makes no sense. So I said, I don't want a gadget monthly subscription. Cancel that. And I want a refund of the shipping charge that I paid.
Okay. And just to be sure this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and shipping address for me, please?
The name is Donna Niven. She never did ask me my name. The address is 493 Columbine Lane in Bolingbrook, Illinois. And you must be familiar with the ad because I'm sure you must have got a lot of responses and you spun something to see if you were a winner or not.
Okay.
It says Walmart is breaking up with KitchenAid. Last 100. Hurry, click apply now and get yours. So if that's not the case, then they need to redo the way they're advertising. Are you familiar with what they posted? What you're supposed to be processing? Because, you know, when you get a screenshot, and I do have a screenshot of everything I did, and it tells you, congratulations, you won the KitchenAid Pro. Enter your address, pay for shipping, and it will be delivered in 5 to 7 days.
Okay, so I do, excuse me, so I do see that you had entered the sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid, paying $574 for shipping and handling. Now, the account was canceled for you, and that does prevent all future charges. And as a courtesy, I will go ahead and issue you that refund for $574, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So I'm sure I'm not the first phone call, but the way they're doing it is very misleading. And I understand marketing, and I made sure it said what it said before I even moved forward with paying for shipping. So whoever's doing this, you have to let them know. I shouldn't have a pop-up window saying that's some congratulations. You did it. You won. I mean, I have it screenshotted. If someone was to see that, they're going to say, okay, well, I won, so I'm going to pay for the shipping of the product. And after the 5 to 7 days, well, more than that, I let go to see, you know, when it's coming. And that's why I was calling today, because I hadn't received it. Does it make sense the way I'm processing my thoughts here?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Okay, well, then they need to stop doing that. If you're not entering to win something.
Yeah, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, I don't know where those terms and conditions are. If it's after you pay the fee for shipping for something you won, which would not make sense because you're thinking you won something, that's why you're paying for shipping. So I don't know where the terms and conditions are in that process. Do you know where it is?
It was on the website when you were doing the survey, ma'am.
I didn't do a survey. I clicked on an ad.
It was on that website.
Okay, website. Do you know exactly where it is? Because I'll go back to that same website and see.
You can just click on terms and conditions at the bottom of the page.
Okay, but is that after you pay for the shipping or is it before you even do anything?
And when it asks you, were you 18 years or older, and you had to check the box, the terms and conditions is right in that paragraph as well.
I understand. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just asking you where in the process of me paying for the shipping is that terms and conditions come up before I
before you paid when you at when it asked you were you 18 years or older.
Okay.
The terms and conditions was right in that paragraph.
Okay, so it's after you enter all your information before you click to pay. Okay. But again, if I wouldn't have to read terms and conditions if I want something and it tells me I want it. I'm over 18, so that's a poor way to do it. All right, well, thank you so much for your courtesy and listening to me and crediting my account.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.